On the war on Syria, is there a policy shift from the U.S.? Take, for example, what U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has said. The White House is currently revisiting both old and new options on how best to approach the Syrian crisis, saying it could become a breeding ground for terrorists, fearing its fragmentation, with the ouster of Bashar al-Assad no longer the number one priority. In this edition of The Debate, we'll discuss why this policy shift, whether it has any connection to Saudi Arabia's new appointment of the Syrian file, Prince Nayef namely, and how reverting to fighting terrorism as a priority sounds a lot like what the Syrian government delegation said at the failed Geneva II talks. Or is all this a possible sign of U.S. military intervention? You're watching The Debate. Joining us in this edition are our guests from the Answer Coalition, Brian Becker from Washington. We have journalist and political commentator Richard Millett joining us from London. Gentlemen, welcome. Brian Becker, as if it wasn't hard enough trying to figure out the U.S. policy on Syria, and now Susan Rice coming out saying the U.S. is concerned that the embattled country could soon become a breeding ground for terrorist cells hoping to operate worldwide. Sounds like a little too late to be worried about that when they were supporting some of these terrorists in the first place.
Well, indeed. I think the U.S. government has been, for the last 2.5 years, pumping money and guns and particularly heavier and heavier weapons to the insurgents. And while it said they were funneling arms to those who were, quote, pro-West or the moderate opposition, the fact is that these weapons coming through Qatar, coming through Saudi Arabia, coming through Turkey, being coordinated by the CIA in Jordan, all of it has gone to all the different wings of the armed groups that are fighting to overthrow the Syrian government. I don't believe that we're really going through a policy shift, though. I would take issue with the underlying premise. I think that what we're seeing is a restructuring, the dismissal of Prince Bandar Sultan last week, his replacement by the Interior Ministry in Saudi Arabia, the meeting that took place just in the last week in Washington between all the intelligence chiefs that are supporting the armed insurgent groups. They're going through a restructuring, but I don't think that they've dropped as a priority the overthrow of the government of Bashar al-Assad. In fact, I think they're trying to strengthen the armed camp, and I don't believe that this is the beginning of the end for the armed struggle policy or the civil war policy that Washington fueled. I think it's just going into a different stage.
Well, going to a different stage, Richard Millett, or as Brian Becker said, a restructuring, or as Susan Rice said, the White House is currently revisiting both old and new options on how to best approach the Syrian crisis. What were the old options? What are the new options? What is the U.S. strategy?
Well, the U.S. strategy, who knows at the moment? The U.S. seems to have withdrawn itself from interventionism. As Mr. Becker suggested, this idea that America is directly supporting the rebels with arms and ammunition is something that hasn't been proven, hasn't been borne out at all. We're seeing the rebels continue, civilians continue to be massacred. We see 140,000 Syrian civilians massacred. We see barrel bombings continue on Syrian civilians. We see the chemical weapon exports out of Syria slowing down to a snail's pace. We see no attempt to arm, there are attempts, but there have been no arming of the rebels with shoulder-held ammunition weapons to shoot down Assad's helicopters or warplanes. We see continued bombardment, only taken out of the news by what's been happening in the Ukraine. So we see continued talk, continued rhetoric, but we see Assad continuing to Assad is a dead man walking. Assad is gone. He has no future in Syria. All the discussion now is the way, how he's going to exit off stage. That really is now the way, the only way that the Syrian civilians can save themselves, save them their lives, is a future of Syria.
Well, who's
without
saying
Assad?
That?
And that is the.
Who's saying that Assad is going to leave? Dead man walking. Who's saying that, Richard Millett? What is your proof there or evidence?
Well, no one wants Assad. I mean, Assad, we've seen the Geneva talks, all the talks in Geneva have broken down because the Syrian government will not give up Assad. And we know, therefore, by implication from the opposition, they do not, will not negotiate with Assad the way in Ukraine. The president of Ukraine has been dismissed so soon after signing the agreement. When there is such opposition, as we've seen in Ukraine, and with far less dead in Ukraine than has happened in Syria, there is no way that Assad can continue. And that is the way that the world would like to plan, is okay. How to get Assad out and to save the rest of Syria.
You know, the events on the ground, Byron Baker, unravel rather quickly. And this has been a problem plaguing Syria, the war on Syria, and it is said to be a war within the war in Syria. And I'm looking at the latest that has occurred, which conveniently Richard Miller did not mention, and that's the infighting. It's occurring in seven provinces. As a result, over 700 people to have been killed between these different groups, extremist groups, or Western-backed insurgents, or terrorists. And 300 of them have been civilians. Now we're looking at Susan Rice coming and saying we should be looking at terrorism as a priority. Doesn't that sound an awful lot? Awful lot like what the Syrian delegation said, the Geneva II talks, instead of the obsession of Assad departing?
Well, in one way it does, certainly. I think my colleague on the show is living in a fantasy. He's decided that Assad is a dead man walking. I mean, this has been the rhetoric for the past 3 years, as all of the Western powers have indeed fueled a civil war in Syria. And in spite of their tremendous pouring of weapons and money into Syria, the Syrian government, in fact, got stronger because, one, they have maintained the military initiative, and two, they have a great deal of popular support. They also have people who hate them, but they have popular support as well. The idea that Assad has massacred 140,000 people as if all the bleeding is being done on one side, it's just complete nonsense. It's a fantasy. And if anything, I would say that the Western powers are going through a restructuring of the armed opposition right now precisely because their old policy failed. They knew it was failing back in the summer. That's when Obama, led by John Kerry, had decided to carry out direct military strikes against Syria. But they were restrained because of global, worldwide opposition, including most of the people in the United States who didn't want another war. And so they're trying to restructure. They can't oust Assad. The armed opposition is divided, as you said. They're killing each other. They're hated by the people who have to live under the so-called liberated zones because of the Islamic extremist terror that's being imposed on people. This was a secular Ba'athist social democratic type government, and these people are retrograde reactionaries and semi-fascists. They are killing each other, and they can't get it together. And so the policy of the past 3 years, which had already collapsed as of last spring, almost leading to direct U.S. intervention, but they couldn't do that. It's in shambles. And so Susan Rice's comments are part of a restructuring effort. The one thing I don't think is about to happen is that the West has given up as its primary goal the overthrow of Assad. Right now, they are trying to restructure how the money and how the arms are being funneled into what groups. And that's what we see in terms of significance with the rearrangement of personnel in Saudi Arabia. They're telling the Saudis, your policy of completely arming Al-Qaeda and the Al-Nusra Front, that's collapsing. We can't do that. It's not going to succeed. But we're going to reorganize it. And I believe the shoulder anti-aircraft missiles are coming. I think they're going to strengthen and intensify the weapon shipment. The war in Syria would not be happening except for the function of Western powers, principally the United States, working in collaboration with Turkey, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia. They haven't succeeded, but they're determined to succeed. So this drama will continue to unfold, and the great tragedy is for the Syrian people themselves.